You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated design show. In each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Covering everything from typography to buildings, the show dedicates a few minutes to delving deeper into the past, present, and future of the design world. This week, Monocle's Melkon Charchoglian asks if vertical gardens are the best way to get more greenery in our cities.
A dearth of green space, be it a park or a pocket of plant life, is a well-known problem in urban areas. In San Francisco, it's so acute that one day every September, groups of residents take their plight to the streets, covering parking spaces in grass turf as an attempt to raise awareness. It's not all bad news, of course. Innovative approaches to creating green spaces are catching on. In Singapore's Gardens by the Bay, a forest of steel trees stands 50 meters high. Their frames are covered in ferns and flowers, creating a green canopy and collecting rainwater. Meanwhile, in Manhattan, a community initiative has transformed a former train bridge into an elevated park called the High Line, utilizing the dilapidated industrial infrastructure that scatters the area around the Hudson Yards. A metropolis all too familiar with this issue is Mexico City. While its La Condesa and Roma neighborhoods enjoy the hum of cicadas, slowly swaying palm trees and manicured lawns, much of the city suffers from a lack of plant life that isn't helped by a high population density and plenty of bureaucratic red rope. But architect Fernando Ortiz Monasterio quickly learned that his hometown's floor might just be its salvation. According to his estimates, there are 168 million square meters of bare walls in the city, be it offices, residences, or even abandoned buildings, a vertical equivalent of Washington, D.C. So, why not make better use of it? In 2007, Monasterio set up the architecture firm Verde Vertical and, as the name suggests, began building vertical gardens. In 10 years, his creations have covered 40,000 square meters across the capital, from restaurant courtyards to whole buildings and, most recently, an entire motorway. This newest project, Via Verde, will turn the 1,000 pillars supporting the city's main ring road into a veritable forest. Somewhere as historically polluted as Mexico City, every pocket of clean air counts. While the Via Verde alone will filter an anticipated 27,000 tons of noxious gases out of the atmosphere every year, the battle doesn't stop there. Monasterio's goal for 2030 is 9 square meters of green space per resident, all 21 million of them. Monasterio knows that achieving this milestone requires grassroots support, so to speak, and a public culture of cultivating plant life. The best example the Mexican capital can learn from is Milan, which has a long tradition of growing plants at home. Behind the iron gates of many buildings are verdant courtyards, carefully looked after by the residents and concierge. Up above are balconies overflowing with all manner of flora, crucial for a city that has few parks and no river. The most emblematic example of Milan's clever approach to green space is Stefano Boeri's renowned Bosco Verticale. The twin apartment blocks are home to 480 trees, 5,000 shrubs, and ample other vegetation, squeezing 20,000 square meters of forest into just 1,500 square meters of urban space. Whether Monasterio's 2030 vision becomes a reality remains to be seen. But if his conspicuous designs can steadily encourage residents to grow basil on the balcony or adorn the living room with a rubber tree, perhaps in 20 years, more of Mexico City will resemble leafy La Condesa.
A very special thanks to Malcolm there for that report on gardening upwards. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast anytime you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the design pages of Monocle magazine. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.